Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In baseball slang, dry humping, I'm reading this from AI right now, refers to...
And this is not when Pete was actually humping the rail, right?
No, that was a different kind of thing.
I know.
I think that was a hip thrust, if I'm not mistaken. All right, anyway, which I got to get back to doing that, maybe some more free time at home, who knows, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Come on, buddy.
All right, a relief pitcher...
Oh, boy.
A relief pitcher warming up intensely in the bullpen right at the end of the game, only for the manager never to bring him in. Mickey Callaway famously used it in 2018, causing some stir. So I'm going to give you a couple more on this because I think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just reading this again from AI. Frustration. So the pitcher gets ready, relief, get warmed up, couldn't come in the game. The frustration, the pitcher is left physically primed, but without the chance to pitch. The situation often called blue ball.
I was thinking that. I don't know if you could actually say it. That's, of course, that's what I was thinking.
Just reading AI, and then I saw another one. This is according to Baseball Dictionary.
He leads the league in blue balling, folks.
This is Baseball Dictionary. This one got me.
Oh, boy.
So dry hump, definition, baseball almanac here. Describing a situation in which the coach or manager tells a pitcher to get warmed up to go into the game and then does not put you into the game. As Buck Showalter used the term in a 2018 televised interview with Jason Stark, quote, "I'll tell you this, I don't know if there's been a manager in my lifetime that impacted more other manager style than Tony La Russa. I never saw Tony dry hump a pitcher." It's a real thing, dude.
Man. Then, I don't know how I missed this one.
I mean, neither.
Wow.
And then I got a text from Dennison Yonkers, our buddy, big-time baseball, big-time Giant fan, both San Francisco Giants, New York Giants. He goes, "I don't know about the dry hump stuff, but Billy Ripken uses the word points on MLB Network consistently."
Why?
I'm telling you, dude, it's a player's thing.
Dude, I watch MLB Network all the time. I don't hear that.
Well, Billy Ripken, you know, whatever. But still,
he does a lot of demonstrations in the studio where you and I did the show. Yeah. We were doing the home run derby. We were messing around like a bunch of five-year-olds at the studio.
Yes, yeah, of course.
And Billy does. There's actually a YouTube video got cranked. Billy got cranked in the face by a line drive by, I think I showed you this once, by Sean Casey. I mean, right off the orbital bone. I watched it 13 times in a row. I had tears in my eyes. But I think Billy's stuff with that is actually really good. And I kind of like him on the air, too. I've never heard him say points, and I really don't want to.
When Ron said it, I was like, what the?
That's
but that is
stupid.
The thing. Lastly, on Billy Ripken, you know, he wouldn't sign my baseball card. I told you about that.
A little ornery Billy was, huh?
I didn't ask him to do it. Somebody within the business asked him to do it for me. You know, the famous card. That's what Billy Ripken's known for.
With the bat.
Yeah, the bleep. Face card.
Yeah, he's known for two things, being Cal's brother and having an expletive
exactly
on
right.
the handle of his bat.
And apparently not saying points, but yeah, that's exactly right. Can you please sign
and taking wiffle balls off the schnoz.
Wouldn't do it. Wouldn't sign the... Casey's reaction to that was the
that
best.
That was awesome.
BT and Sal, the fail. Let's get back to some calls. 888-808-1019. The number to call. John is in Staten Island. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. Sorry to hear you leaving, but looking forward to hearing you when you... wherever you wind up.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. What's going on, man?
Well, I want to talk to you about Alonso. You know, he hit that home run 2 years ago in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, or maybe not all of a sudden, finally he realized that he's got to go the other way because he was trying to pull the ball a lot before that. And then all of a sudden, or maybe not all of a sudden, he has this great year for him last year.
Yep.
So I think the guy has to be looked at as not a player in 2024, but a player, you know, in this most recent year.
Okay, that's but John, now hold on, John.
I realize that.
Okay, but John, but why? I mean, that seems like a convenient way, and I respect this, but it seems like a convenient or an overly convenient way of you explaining why you don't want to see Pete leave the Mets. Why should he be viewed as a totally different player at the age of 30, 31?
Because he's not going to try to pull everything, well, and I think he's going to be hitting 30 to 40 points higher on average.
That's a guess.
And much more productive, just like he was this past year.
Okay, I got you.
Based on what? What makes you think he's going to hit 30 or 40 points higher? That's a lot.
What did he finish up this year, 250?
So what did he hit? Yeah.
30 or 40 points
this year.
Yeah, okay, but that's kind of where his career average was.
Well, that's 30 points higher than the previous year, and in 2023, hit 217,
right.
So that's basically
yeah, 40 points
higher.
But that was his career average.
Yeah.
The 217's an aberration. So to come back to the norm, I mean, Pete's batting average, and thank you for the call, John.
Thanks, John.
260, 230, 262, 271, 217,
yep.
240, 272.
Yes.
He's a career 253 hitter. If you told me Pete would hit 270 again or 260 something, I wouldn't be shocked. If you tell me Pete's going to be 280, 290, he's 30 or 40 points higher than 270. He's 300. He's not a 300 hitter. He's never been.
No, he's not going to be that 285 guy. My biggest concern, which is what I think complicated his free agency last winter, was that he was morphing into a very unattractive hitter. Aging, relative, a righty, slow, and a low average. And now that the average has been stabilized, well, now the emphasis on the power should be, in theory, much more appreciated in the terms of a longer contract, because he's disproven the notion that maybe he's turning into this very undesirable 220-ish hitter with a lot of whiffs.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, Pete Alonso is what he is. He's a proven power hitter that plays every single day. Now, at some point, and I'm sure this is part of the calculation from the front offices around the league, at some point, you have to think that that's going to go away, which is why a safe bet is say, well, we think he could do this for 3 years. And then after that, maybe start to not play as much, maybe start to decline a little bit. Pete Alonso is not going to play 162 games and hit 40 home runs every year. I mean, if he did that, he's going to be a Hall of Famer if he does that for another 4 or 5 years.
Well, honestly, you know, independent of my critiques, he might be a Hall of Famer anyway.
I can't go there.
He might finish with 500 home runs. I don't think he's great. I think he's good.
BT is halfway. I mean, he's got
Harold Baines is in. I mean, things have changed a little bit.
Pete Alonso can't be considered a Hall of Famer right now.
I'm saying if he keeps going, he has 500 home runs, he's getting in.
But that's a big if. So let's do the math. I mean, how many more years? He's got 264 right now.
You have his numbers up?
I do.
Okay, so he's got 264.
Yeah.
And how many RBIs?
712.
All right, 712. So let's say he play. I mean, it's too easy to double it, but let's just say he doubles this. At that point, he's at 1,424 RBIs. I did that fast. I think that's right. 1,424 ribbies. And, you know, at that point, more than 500 home runs.
Yeah, but
he's in.
So he's already had 7 years. So he's got to give you another seven of that type of production, in which he's going to be this year 31. He's already 31 right now. He just turned 31 a couple days ago. Happy birthday, Pete.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So he's 31.
Happy birthday, Pete. Now go knock on every door and every...
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sweet, begging for a five-year deal. That's weak.
Looking for a gift. He's 30. He'll be his 31 season. You're telling me that over the next seven seasons, you think he's going to be able to hit another 200? What does he need? Another 236
home runs? I'm not worried about the home runs. Now, well, and I'm going to
do this for you. Well, if he gets to 500, then I guess he would.
Yeah, of course.
Especially doing it cleanly. You know what
I mean? Well, that's my point.
But
we've got to, and
but
we
there's
have
a long way to go.
I understand. That's the halfway point. You know, you and I, and others our age that grew up with a certain standard, we have had to modify what we view the Hall of Fame as. You know, and guys like whether, you know, I forget about all the names like the Cobbs and the Aarons and the Ruths. I don't mean those names. But like when we were growing up, and me more with Mike Schmidt, you and you, the next generation after that. You know,
slightly,
but like the Maddoxes and guys like that, and obviously Bonds and some of the steroid players, obviously A-Rod, phenomenal, Jeter. Like, that is the standard in our mind because that's a continuation of the greatness that was uncompromised when we thought about the Hall of Fame as kids. But it's clearly changed. And if Pete hits 500 bombs and they don't put him in, I'll break the doors down and put him in.
But
I'm not even a massive fan.
But A, that is a big, big if.
Well,
B, look at his numbers now. To say that if right now, based on what he did, there's no way to me that I would consider him a Hall of Famer. Never had a top five MVP finish. Very few bold. I mean, there's a couple. Led the league in doubles this year. Led the league in ribbies in 2022. Led the league in homers in 2019. Come on. I mean, Hall of Famer? I'm not saying he's not a proven power hitter. And maybe he can get to 500, and then maybe that will be the ticket in. And if that's the case, even more so that the Mets and others should be looking to get him for 5 years. Think about it. You're saying that he's going to, you know, replicate the production that he's had over the course of another 7 years, which will get him into the Hall of Fame. Well, then why not commit five more years to him? Teams don't even want to do that, it seems.
I know. That's why it's a real it's a head scratcher here.
Doesn't mean it's right, by the way. That agreed. The other team could be a miss.
Agreed. All right, so I'll do this fast, all right? So because you start thinking 6, 7 years, that's who the hell knows. But 31, 32, 33, 34 of age. Do you think that he will average 40 home? That's a little ambitious, but you want to say
yeah,
average
35. Meet in the middle.
The math's tougher. Give me an even 40, will you?
Yeah.
Let's go 40
I'll give
times
you 40,
40
okay.
160, all right? Now, he's got 264. If he hits 160, and by the way, he could do like 50 one year and then 37 another. So I'm saying the average of 40. So you're talking about, you know, so that's 160 to what he already has. Sal, at that point, he's already at 424 RBIs. He's 34 years old.
Yeah, how many? But that's a big if.
Replicating what he's done already.
How many years did you say that?
Four. The next 4 years, 31, 32, 33, 34.
Right, but you want 40. You want to average 40 home runs a year.
Yeah, but even if he has 1 year where he has 35, where he gets hurt, he has 32. He's gonna if he goes to Boston, he's gonna hit 50 home runs 1 year.
Over the last 4 years, he's almost averaged 40 on the button.
There you go.
40, 46. 34,
okay.
And then 38. So he's too shy of averaging 40.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if you go through the math, if it, 7 years, if you just say 30 home runs a year.
It's 210.
Exactly. You think that he's going to...
That's 210, you said, and that's shy.
That's 30. And he has never hit less than 34.
So you're with me. You think he's going to get 500.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like he's 36. He's 30.
He can hit 45 home runs. He can hit 45 home runs in one season. He can hit 45 home runs in one season.
Age 31 season coming up. So that's my premise from before is the same. Because I said age 31, 32, 33, 34.
Oh, God. Gary Sheffield.
You're with me on the math.
Yeah.
You're obviously with me. If he gets there, he's a Hall of Famer.
You think Pete's a Hall of Famer?
Oh, no doubt.
If he gets there.
Which is the stupid thing here. Is that we're sitting here going, he can't be, no one could sign him more than 3 years. The guy will be a Hall of Famer after he hits his number 500th home run.
I agree with that.
Why are we doing this to this guy?
I'm not.
It's everybody. Everybody.
Well,
because
draw
he's
the
not
line.
There yet. That's
no,
why.
I want Alonzo back. He's not a Hall
he's
of Famer.
Oh, come on. Is now, Gary now Sheffield a Hall of Famer?
Who?
Gary Sheffield.
He's not in. Gary Sheffield is a better player than Pete Alonso.
Okay.
I agree with that.
500 home runs and he should be in the Hall of Fame. Right.
All right. But the question is the PED stuff.
Yes.
So Dom Mattingly was so far better than Pete Alonso. It's not even worth discussing. It's not disparaging Pete. Mattingly at his peak. Come on. Like, it's not even a conversation.
No, it's not. But now this is a very unconventional way of looking at it. Let's take Mattingly's five peak years, yeah, right? And let's look at Mattingly's career and Pete's career. And look at it from an investment portfolio point of view. Those 5 years, it's like you have Apple and Beta. And like, it's just your return is not 8, 9%. You're 30, 40, 60%. You're raking in the money. And then all of a sudden, it's stabilized. And then the back goes. And then all of a sudden, and I'm not even going to incorporate dividends. That'll complicate this too much. But then for Mattingly's portfolio, it goes from the Apple stock or whatever amazing stock test, yeah, whatever it might be, to something much less desirable, and you lose some of the money that you gained as it exploded over the 5 years. Where with Pete, because he had 53, which broke the rookie mark from Judge his first year, it starts out as a soaring stock, and because his lows never went as low as Donnie's did, he's going to maintain more value and actually make more money over his career.
I know.
I mean, Donnie, make me go against Donnie here.
But I'm not, but
BT. 288 with no power for a couple of years.
So,
hit 256 1 year when he urged back.
Alonso, rookie of the year, five-time All-Star. One of those years was BS. But anyway, rookie of the year.
A lot of those guys you could say that
rookie
about.
Rookie of the year, five-time All-Star,
all right.
Silver Slugger,
okay.
Two-time Home Run Derby champ.
I don't care about it. The Home Run Derby means nothing.
Mattingly.
That's stupid.
MVP.
Understood. Batting title.
Batting title.
Second place in the MVP.
Nine-time Gold Glove. Three-time Silver Slugger. Like, he's had at least two top five. Look, and they're totally different players. Pete Alonso is a better power hitter than Don Mattingly was. That's just what he does.
He's also more physically reliable. He played more.
I know. I'm sorry. I just don't look at Pete Alonso's Hall of Famer.
Get it. This is also a massive...
I want him back, and you don't. That's the irony here. I want the Mets to bring him back, and you don't.
I know. But I'm just trying to be fair to the conversation, and so are you. So we can think one thing,
yeah,
but when then something else presents itself, like a Hall of Fame, again, based on a massive fudging of numbers, anticipation of certain benchmarks, Pete Alonso, if he gets in with 500 home runs, he's getting into the Hall of Fame.
You think he's going to hit 500?
Yeah, I do.
And if he does, he's probably going to be.
And he's going to be, 12, 13, 1,400 RBI. Yes.
If that's the case, even more reason for the Mets to extend beyond their three-year absurd offer. I told you what I would do, man. I would have given him 6-180 from the beginning of the year. People are like, oh, I wouldn't do that. And now it looks like that's going to be way overboard. I don't care. Would have locked him up here. Would have been a lifelong Met, and away you go, and you don't have to worry about it. Now they're playing, free agent footsie here, and the chance that he might go to Baltimore, he's going to go hit 500 in another uniform. See, that would mean something to me. I don't get caught up in the emotion, the homegrown Met, the meaningless all-time record, whatever pedestrian record it is for the Mets with the franchise.
It's strawberry,
home runs. 500's a different
it's
animal.
It's different.
For a homegrown guy to hit 500 homers on his way to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, yeah.
That's different if you project years out. But I still wouldn't do it based off of that. I do it because if there are people who believe he's going to hit 500 homers, and that's the one thing that Pete you can count on with is the power, then he's got to do that in a Met uniform.
I mean, the guy's getting in. I mean, again, if he hits those numbers, like,
it's a big if.
I know. But
can I just compare you to somebody that just got elected to the Hall of Fame? From ages 31 to 40.
That's when Ken did his damage.
Yeah, but he was also in the Balco Labs potentially out in San Francisco.
Well, we don't know that.
That's why I said potentially.
We don't.
I think I said the same thing.
We don't know that, but what we do know is he never had the power numbers ever before.
Yeah. Interesting coincidence.
And who are the other players that have produced those type numbers as they get older? Bonds comes to mind.
Everybody who's been implicated in the wrong stuff.
I mean, come on.
David Ortiz didn't do much with the Twins early on. He played 6 years in Minnesota. He was a platoon guy.
Even Sheffield, all those guys that were raking and putting up 35 and 100 or 40 and 100, age 35, 36, 37. That doesn't happen anymore. Guys used to age better back then. I wonder how that was. Now, I'm not saying Ken did anything. I don't know, but it's just odd to look at the disparity in numbers. And forget even the disparity, the fact that he could produce those numbers at a high level as he got older is absurd. It just doesn't add up.
He's going to get in if he does that. If he does what we just said he could do, and we just did the math for you, it's going to be impossible for a young baseball fan like my son or your daughter down the road or Recco's kids, whatever it might be. If you go to baseballreference.com in the year 2042 and you see, you know, Pete Alonso, and because he's already done this, 37-94, 53-120, 41-31, 46-118, 38-126, and he's got 3, 4, 5 more years like that. I guarantee he's a first ballot guy, let alone just getting in, and he should be at that point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.